Dean tried to focus on taking the leaves out of his employer's pool and not think about her parading around her mansion looking like a goddess or a wet dream. Dressed in the latest designer clothes, or more tempting, a bikini. Margot had made her millions as a fashion magazine editor, and Dean knew better than to think the way she was dressed had anything to do with him, no matter how sexy she looked.
Margot always made some excuse to interact with Dean while he cleaned her pool. The hunky man was not only handsome, but he also was one of the few men who treated her like a person and wasn't trying to get in her good graces for a career opportunity or her money. He was a good conversationalist, but impervious to her flirting, so far.
Dean did his best to avoid looking at Margot's cleavage. She was wearing a bikini and silk robe that covered her just enough to make Dean's hands itch to undress her. There was no way someone like Margot would ever be interested in him. She was surrounded by male models and high-powered businessmen all the time. Even though Dean ran his own business, he was still essentially just a pool guy.
Margot fetched 2 glasses of ice water for Dean and herself. She was determined not to let Dean ignore her anymore. She'd caught his covert glances when he thought she wasn't looking. As far as Margot could tell, it wasn't that Dean thought she was unattractive. She didn't often have to be the pursuer. But if Dean wasn't going to make a move, then she'd have to take on the role.
Dean was grateful for the ice water. It really was a hot day. Margot had come out with a glass for herself too, and was chasing a line of condensation down the glass with her finger.
Dean nodded and took a drink of his water. Margot watched his Adam's apple bob. He was so effortlessly sexy. Margot lived in a world of perfect people whose sole purpose was to look good on camera. Nothing was ever real. It was all artifice and soulless beauty. Dean was a breath of fresh air.
Margot rolled her shoulders like she was stiff. Her silk robe brushed against her chest, making it impossible for Dean not to look. Margot was so sexy. Sometimes he wondered if she was flirting with him. But he always came to the same conclusion. Why would someone like her ever be interested in someone like him?
Did Dean really think Margot found him intrusive or an inconvenience? No wonder her hints hadn't worked if he was operating under that misconception.
Margot reached out and touched Dean's arm. It felt like a come on, but that couldn't be true. Could it? Margot was probably just being kind.
Dean's arm was muscular in a way that came from real living and work, not targeted workouts that prioritized aesthetics. Margot longed to see underneath Dean's t-shirt, to feel his body against hers.
With the way Margot was looking at him, Dean was finding it hard to keep telling himself she wasn't interested. He didn't understand what she saw in him, but it mattered less and less. He tightened his grip on the glass, waiting for Margot's reply.
Margot's heart beat a little faster. She wasn't used to making herself vulnerable. At worst, if Dean rebuffed her advances, she'd be embarrassed and have to find a new pool guy. But if he responded positively, they could make magic.
Dean's heart soared, even as his mind rebelled. It was exactly what he wanted to hear. But he couldn't understand what Margo saw in him. Confusion didn't stop his body from heating with desire. It was a stupid question. He should have just jumped at the opportunity. He could be sweeping Margo off her feet right now, or pulling her in for a kiss.
Margo took Dean's glass from him and set it down, along with hers, on the wrought iron table. Dean looked at her with a bemused expression as Margo took his hands in hers.
Dean shook his head, barely believing his ears.
If words weren't getting through to Dean, Margo would show him with actions. She surged forward and pulled Dean into a kiss. After a moment of surprise, he responded. Dean wrapped his arms around Margo and kissed her back with equal passion.
Margo's soft lips felt amazing. He ran his hands down Margo's back, her silk robe only a thin barrier. He could feel the curve of her spine, the outline of her bikini. He cupped Margo's ass, and she let out a satisfied hum.
Margo tugged at Dean's shirt, and they separated long enough for Margo to remove it and finally see him shirtless. She was not disappointed. He was just as hot as she imagined. Margo ran her hands over Dean's chest, her desire for him growing.
Margo ignited a fire in Dean that had him aching for her. He had been denying this attraction for so long. Now, he was finally free to express it, and he wasn't going to take a back seat. Dean pushed Margo's robe from her shoulders, letting it fall to the ground, giving him an obstructed view of her gorgeous body. Her stylish bikini was the only thing standing between him and what he wanted now.
Margo smirked. She liked knowing that she'd had an effect. She started undoing Dean's pants, needing to get closer to him. Once they were open, she slid her hand inside and cupped him.
With Margo touching him, Dean could barely think, but her words had him nodding.
Margo undressed Dean, unwrapping him like a present she'd been waiting all year for. When he was naked, she put her hand on his chest and pushed him back onto the chair. He went easily.
Margo's sultry smile was becoming addicting. Dean could barely look away, but he managed to drag his gaze downward when she reached behind her back and untied her bikini top, letting it fall to the floor. For a moment, Dean almost felt like he was in a dream. Margo was too good to be true. Then she was shimmying out of her bikini bottoms, and all thoughts fled.
Margo had never felt more sexy. Dean's reaction was free of facade. She climbed onto the deck chair with him, straddling his hips and pulling him into another quick kiss.
Dean held on to Margo's gorgeous hips with one hand and used his other to hold his cock steady as she sank down onto him. Dean hissed as she enveloped him, her hot, wet pussy clenching around him. He was already in heaven. And then she started riding him, rising up and down with a sensual rock to her hips.
Dean was everything she'd hoped for and more. Margot held onto his shoulders and rode him slowly, taking her time to really enjoy him. Dean rubbed her clit like he'd already knew exactly what she liked. He responded to her every movement, rocking up into her, using his fingers to pleasure her. It wasn't long before her orgasm began to build.
Dean wasn't far behind, and soon Margot was bucking her hips and spasming around his cock, taking him with her over the edge of a bliss.
Yeah.